Taisha says later on in Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, yeah, I knew we were right. Yeah, so Taisha says in Lamed Gimel and Beis that a person not chayav to pay knas lotzus yedei shemayim. The person knows on his own that he's that theoretically he's chayav knas because he was on somebody or whatever. The basin wasn't, but it's not how he based him. So Taish says, "Lotzus yedei shemayim, you're not mechuyev to pay." And Taish says it for davar pasuk. He quotes the pasuk as sheyashinu lehim, way sheyashinu is asma. We'll talk later on with Hashem about how Taish has got it out of that pasuk. But you start off the part of it says in Taish clearly, but that by knas is no chiyev lotzus yedei shemayim. And then it's Mokas Yerushalmi, doesn't quote it, but it's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Beferish, there's no chiyuv lotzus yedei shemayim by knas. As opposed to, for example, Mammon, the person knows that he's chayav Mammon, doesn't have to be, even if Basin's not involved, nobody ever, you know, he knows he borrowed money, he knows he was mazik, he knows he stole, he's mechuyev to pay, lotzus yedei shemayim, he's mechuyev to pay, even if Basin doesn't enter into it. But by knas, it's not that way. Basin's not mechayev, he's not mechuyev to pay. So, a lot of achayim are medayik from that Taisus. In Rabbi Kreger in the Gilyan Hashas and Makas Dafei, for example, they're medayik in that tesis that the chiyuv knas is fundamentally only chal al yedei based in. Based in creates the chiyuv knas, unlike the chiyuv mammon, where the chiyuv exists intrinsically. Person became chayiv mammon even in a forest and nobody heard it. Doesn't matter. He's chayiv mammon. The chiyuv exists. Based in, you may need to enforce it, but the chiyuv exists. And knas is not the way. Knas is only mischay. The chiyuv knas is only chal al yedei based in. So Mela, if a person, there's no such thing as a person is chayiv knas. The reason why a person is chayiv knas, not chayiv lotzus yedei shemayim, is because he's really not chayiv knas. The chiyuv is created by based in imposing the chiyuv knas. Rabbi Kvega says this to explain a gemara over there in Makas Dafei, and there's a very similar gemara of Bakama Dafei and Dalet Amadalef. Both gemaras, it says the following is saying that it says like this. Let's say you have a person who Adam come along and they made on somebody that on Sunday he became chayiv mammon or knas or nefoshus. Either they're made that he murdered somebody, so he's chayiv miso, or they made that he was mazik, so he's chayiv mammon, or they made that he was hippel shein avdoi, so he's chayiv tivim shachar the eved, or he was tavach umocha, so he's chayiv talad vehei, various permutations. And then, so the Adam came, the Kass of Edom came and they were made, but that's what happened on Sunday. Come along another Kass Edom and they say, Imanu Ayisim, you were with us on Sunday, you're Edom Zoymimim, it's Edom Sheker, but the Maisa that you're being made about did happen the previous Friday. So the Gemara, so now do the Edom Zoymimim have to pay enough? On the one hand, they were being made Sheker, they were trying to mechayev him for something that really did not happen, they were trying to mechayev the fellow with an Edom Sheker. On the other hand, the fellow really was chayiv. So they're trying to mechayiv a person who really is chayiv. So maybe that's so you can't say that they were coming to mechayiv him b'sheker. The chayiv was chayiv. So the Gemara there in both places, Gemara is mechalim between mammon on the one hand and knas and nefoshes on the other. That if it was a case of mammon, then the edim would be potter. So that, for example, if the edim came and said that on Sunday Reuven, smashed somebody's window, and the other Adam came and say, "No, Iman Ra'isim, it didn't happen on Sunday. It's a sheker, but it did happen the previous Friday. The same window, he smashed it the previous Friday, so the Adam's not even be potter, because even though the particular details of the Adam's they were saying was an Adam sheker, but they can't say they were coming to be mafsed him. They were coming to be mechayev him money that he wasn't chayev. He really was chayev. But if it was a case of knas, for example." Where Adam came along on Sunday and they said that on Sunday he was a Hippel Shein Avdoi and therefore the Eved is Yotzei L'Chayus, which is a Knas. And other Adam come and say, no, it's not true, it's a Imanu Ayisim, but it did happen the previous Friday, then the Adam would be Chayav to pay. And because, why? Because since on Sunday, there had not yet been a Hamad Avedim. There's the chiyuv. He's only the Gemara says he's only a bar chiyuva with amod b'din. Which is not enough to be called a bar chiyuva. Bar chiyuva, he means he was chayiv anyway. So what was I mafsir? That's when, in this context, that's what it means to be a Baal Chiyuvah. The person is chayiv anyway, so Elim Zayim don't have to, you know, the Baal Din, he's chayiv anyway, he did it anyway, he's a Baal Chiyuvah anyway, so what are they being mafsidim? So the Gemara says, by Knas, that doesn't happen to Lahamod Abedin. So since on Friday, maybe he did, maybe he was Matul Hippel Shein Avdai on Friday, but there was no Hamod Abedin on Friday. There wasn't even Hamod Abedin on Sunday, there wasn't even Hamod Abedin by the time the first set of Eidim were made. So he was never a Baal Chiyuvah to be Meshachar as ever. So therefore, when the Edom came along, they ate the Sheker, and they said that on Sunday it was Yippul Shein Avdoi, and he asked, and they wanted even Mechayiv him to be Meshacher his Eved. So they were coming to Mechayiv somebody who was not yet a Bar Chiyuvah. So then the Edom Zayim have to pay. And the same thing might have Foshes. If Edom Zayim came and say that on Sunday he murdered somebody, and other Edoms come along and say, no, Yimono Yisim, it's not true, but he did murder him on Friday. So they have to Mechayiv Misa. Because they were trying to be Mechayiv Misa to somebody who at the time was not a Mechayiv Misa, because there was no Hamad Abedin. That's what it says in the Gemara, in both Gemaras. Different cases, the Gemara is talking about different cases, but the Yisoid says already in both Gemaras. So the Shai is, what's the difference? What's the difference between Mammon on the one end and Nas and Nefoshes on the other? By Mammon we say that as soon as he did it, he was Chayav. And if he's a Bar Chiyuvah from the moment that he smashed the window, he's a Bar Chiyuvah, even though the Mammon didn't happen yet. And yet when it comes to Knas and when it comes to Nefoshes, the Gemara says he's not a Bar Chiyuvah until the Hamadah Bedin. So Maishna Homeo says Rabbi Kvega, we'll see in a minute, Rashi and Tosfos say different things, but Rabbi Kvega says he has a new pshat, not like Rashi, not like Tosfos. Rabbi Kvega says he thinks the pshat is poshut. The Chiyuv Mamon is an intrinsic Chiyuv. I'm Chiyuv Mamon for breaking the window, even if they never hear about it. And there are no Edim. But the Emes says that I'm Chiyuv Mamon. So you can't say since I really did smash the window on Friday, so when the Edom came and they were made of a sheker that I wanted, that I smashed the window on Sunday, they're not being mechayiv me a chiyuv that I didn't already have. I already had the chiyuv, so they were so I'm a bar chiyuvah. Whether based on knows about it or not is totally irrelevant. Now she'enkein says Rabbi Kvega, the chiyuv nefoshes, for example, the chiyuv nefoshes is created. The chiyuv misa is created by based on. V'harai says Rabbi Kvega, if somebody knows that he's chayiv misa, he knows he was mechal shabbos b'mezim. But based on whenever Mechayim, it's not Mechayim to commit suicide. Lots of say Shemayim, you should go commit suicide because it's Chayim Misa. So okay, it's not true. Based on creates the Chayim Misa. Likewise, says Rabbi Kvega, by Knas. Person knows that he's Chayim Knas. But based on where Mechayim, he's not Chayim. Lots of say Shemayim. Kvega is Messiah, the Tosis, and the Lama Gimel by us, and in Ksubas. So you see that the Chayim Knas is created by based on. Says Rabbi Kvega. So that's the key to those Sugyas. This Yisoid, that's the shot. That's what's going on in the sugya. By Mammon, the Chiyuv is intrinsic, so you're Bar Chiyuv as soon as you broke the window. By Knas, you're not a Bar Chiyuv until Beis Din is Mechayiv you. Until you have Amod Abedin. And likewise, by Nefoshes, you're not a Bar Chiyuv and Misa until Beis Din is Mechayiv. He's not a Bar Chiyuv and Misa until Beis Din is Mechayiv and Misa. Rabbi Kvega says, he thinks that's the Klor of Shat in the Gemara. And Rabbi Kvega is Tamea and Tosfos, and Rashi, Tosfos in particular, Rabbi Kvega is Tamea and Tosfos. That Tosfos has a different shot in the Gemara. What's Tosfos? How do Rashi and Tosfos? The Chorus Kashan and Rashi as well. Rashi and Tosfos have a different shot in that in the Gemara. Rashi's shot in the Gemara is that the reason why by Knas and by Nefoshes you're not called the Bar Chiyuvah till Amod Abedin is because Dilma Modul Mifta. Rashi both places, both in Mavakama and Dalit and in Makas Tafei. Rashi is because Dilma Modul Mifta. We know there's Aloha that Modul Beknas Potter. And the halacha is, we paskin, like Rav, that moedah beknas is potter even if Edom came afterwards. Once you come in your moedah, you get a permanent exemption. Says Rashi, so therefore, both by knas and by nefashos, you can't, till the hamod of a din, we can never really say with certainty that the fellow is a bar chiyuvah. He was hippel shein avdoi. Maybe before Edom ever come, maybe before Beis Din will ever find out about it, he'll be moedah. And if he'll be moedah, he won't have to be meshachar then. Maybe by Nefoshes before Edom come, he'll be Moida. If he'll be Moida, he won't be Chayav Misa. So therefore, says Rashi, there's always a possibility to Dilma Moida Mifter, since there's always a possibility to Dilma Moida Mifter, so he's not a Bar Chiyuvah until the Hamodah Bedin. Mashen came by Momen, where Moida Meknas is not Potter. So therefore, you become a Bar Chiyuvah immediately. That's what Rashi learns Pshat in these Gemaras, which L'chora would indicate that all the Gemaras have to be going like Rav, that Moida Meknas v'Hakach Edom is Potter. If you hold like Shmuel, if that Moed B'Knas V'Achach B'Arim is Chayev, that means Moed B'Knas not a Ptur at all. The Haidah is not Mechayev you. But it doesn't get you off the hook of later on based on Edom come. So we don't believe the Haidah. But Be'etzim, it doesn't create a Ptur. So Tyson makes this point. The way Tyson Baba Kama, the way Rashi learns, you have to say that the Gemara here is going like Rab, which is the halacha. That's not the end of the world. But Tyson says, and Rashi Pshat, he says, one second, it comes out according to Rashi that the Moedah B'Knas is part of even my nefoshes. That if a person comes to base and he confesses, you know, I'm the murderer. He breaks down on the stand. He confesses. He's the murderer. So he's potter from the fascists. He's potter from Israel. Because Tyson is natural. There's no such thing. But Shemanim Elam, that a person could be. He says it's a special thing by Tashlum Iknas. You murder you. You don't have to pay dalad behe. You murder you. You don't have to pay kefil. You don't have to be mashachet ever by tovachum by hippul shen avdei. But by dealing the fascists, Tyson, there's no such camps. There's no concept of murder Iknas. Of Moedum if there at all. No, so then what's the difference taka between Mammon and the Foshes? So what's Pshat in the Gemara? So Taisus says a different Pshat. Taisus says Pshat in the Gemara's chilek is that by Nefoshes, but is that by Nefoshes, even if he really did murder the guy on Friday, but it's a very big suffix if Beis Din is ever really going to put him to death. Because By nefashis, you have to have vishur chakira. The edus, we don't accept the edus so fast. We chakiv adersh the edim, and we try to trip them up. And you know, he'll get a smart lawyer, and there's a very good chance that he's going to beat the rap. And therefore, just because he killed somebody, there's no real certainty that he's ever going to actually be put to death. So that's not called the bar chiyuvah. Meaning, you can't say, you know, what did the edim zoyim do? If the edim zoyim were made b'shechter on Sunday, you don't say, well, he was a dead man anyway. He wasn't a dead man anyway. He had a good chance that he was never going to be killed. And now the Edom came on Sunday and they tried to kill him. So that's called that he's not. That's not called that he's a bar chiyuvah. The Edom is oimim merchaya. Now she'en came by moments as Tosis. We don't need drisha v'chakira. We just accept the Edom. So Tosis says it's karav levadai that is bar hadover. And therefore, if a person broke a window on Friday, it's karav hadover. Karav levadai that he's going to have to pay for the window. And therefore, when Edom come on Sunday and they say that he broke the window on Sunday, they were being made that he's chayav moment that he's almost certainly going to have to, would have had to pay anyway, and therefore the edim are not. It's not called the coming to be mechayav him moment. That's what Tosis explains perhaps in the Gemara. So kaponim, neither Rashi nor Tosis say Rabbi Kregis svar. The Rabbi Kregis such a compelling pshat in the Gemara, such a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. You know, we have Taisus Lama Gimel. There's no Chiyuv Lotzus Dei Shemaya by Knas. The Taka is seen from that based in create the Chiyuv Knas. So what do you need what further explanation should be needed to explain why you're not a Bar Chiyuv by Knas? It's the Chor B'Kreg is so compelling. So why did Rashi and Taisus not learn like Chor B'Kreg is right? Chor B'Kreg is right. The Chiyuv Knas is created by based in Vahorai, you're not Chiyuv Lotzus Dei Shemaya. If the Chiyuv Knas would be an intrinsic Chiyuv, you would be Chiyuv Lotzus Dei Shemaya. So from the fact that Tosfos says in Lama Gimel that there's no chiyuv knas al tzus le shemayim, and as I said before, it's a perush in Yerushalmi. So the Chori Taka see that there's no chiyuv, that the chiyuv knas is not an intrinsic chiyuv. Chori Nefoshes Bekveges is the same thing, same as knas. Based in creates the chiyuv knas. Based in creates the chiyuv nefoshes. Doesn't have to commit suicide. That mechuyev to go find the based in to kill him. So it's the Chori Pasch Pshat in the Gemara. You see, Rashi and Tosfos, they bent over backwards not to learn Pshat in the Gemara that way. So Rav Elchanan in the Kibbutz Shiurim wants to say pshat. He says that la'olam Taisus holds that the chiyuv knas and the chiyuv nefoshes are intrinsic chiyuv, not like Rabbi Kveg. Rabbi Kveg is not right. The chiyuv is not created by Beis Din. Person is tovach u'mochar. He's intrinsically chayav dalad vei. And if a person is a Ritzeh, he's intrinsically Chayav Misa. I said, why does Tosfos say that? And therefore, Tosfos did not have Rabbi Kregis Hanochas Ayesoy. The Hanoch is not right. The Chiyav Knas is no less intrinsic than the Chiyav Mom. So why are you not Chayav Lotzus Lishamai? Tosfos says in Namah Gimel that you're not Chayav Lotzus Lishamai. Says Rav Elchanan, we'll start with Nefoshes. By Nefoshes also, he says, it's an intrinsic chiyuv. But you see, Tosfos didn't say Rabbi Kveges chiyuv neither for Knas nor for Nefoshes. So he says, the chiyuv Knas is intrinsic chiyuv, v'chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. V'chayiv misa be'etzim. So Rabbi Kveges had a kashus, why doesn't he have to commit suicide? Every guy who's in Gemisa should go commit suicide. Lots of Siddish Shemayim. So that's one of the things. Well, that was Rabbi Kreger's argument. The Chiyav Knas is not intrinsic because you're not Chayav Lots of Siddish Shemayim to pay. The Chiyav Nefosh is not Lots of Siddish Shemayim because you're not Mechiyav Lots of Shemayim to commit suicide. So let's start with the Nefosh one. That one is really more self-evident where there's room to argue with Rabbi Kreger. Let's say Rabbi Kreger is not right. And the Chiyav Nefosh is bad. Person Mechal Shabbos B'mezid with Asro with Edim and Asro, he's Mechuyav Misa Be'etzim. The person is a Ritzeach with Edim and Asro, he's Mechuyav Misa Be'etzim. So why is that Mechuyav? What's the Shemayim? Why is that Mechuyav to commit suicide? So what's the Pashut of response for Rabbi Kreger? Rabbi Kreger says because Beis Din creates the Chiyav. But let's say that Beis Din is not right. It seems from Tosfos that Beis Din is that Rabbi Kreger, that at least Tosfos held Rabbi Kreger is not right. So what happened to Rabbi Kreger's point? Why don't you have to go commit suicide? So what's the Pashut of the response? What? No, but here he's supposed to die. Because he's chayiv misa beitzim. The chayiv is be'etzim. But the chayiv be'etzim is that he should have misa beitzim. The chayiv be'etzim is not that he should go slash his wrists. The chayiv be'etzim is a misa beitzim the chayiv. So, you know, maybe be'etzim is to turn himself in. I don't know. Maybe Lasse Shemayim has to go turn himself into beitzim. And beitzim, anyway, not going to believe him. He's going to have to get Edom. I don't know how that works exactly, but there's no chiyuv. The chiyuv, he has a chiyuv misa be'etzim. Doesn't wait for Beis Din to create the chiyuv. He has a chiyuv misa be'etzim, but the chiyuv misa is a chiyuv misa Beis Din. So that's poshut. I don't know even. I mean, that's such an obvious point that I think Rabbi only meant it rhetorically. But Rabbi Chonin takes that a step further, and he says, "Hu adin b'knas." The chiyuv knas. It's an intrinsic chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv that Beis Din creates. A person who's tovach u'machir is be'etzim chayav dalad v'hei. But the chiyuv dalad v'hei is to be mishtalim al yedei Beis Din. If it's not mishtalim al yedei Beis Din, then it's not knas. Just like nefoshos, just like the chiyuv misa, by definition is misa's Beis Din. And if the guy just jumps off a roof, he's not mekayim the din of misa because it's not misa's Beis Din. So Rav Chonin wants to suggest alibi d'tosfos that the chiyuv knas, by definition, knas is what Beis Din is goyve. If he'll just pay it on his own, then it's not knas. Because the chiyuv knas is only when it's mishtalim al yedei Beis Din, when Beis Din is goyvet. So Meili says that's the answer for Tosfos. That's the mahalach of Tosfos. The Tosfos held that la'olam there is an intrinsic chiyuv knas, chiyuv nefashis, intrinsic chiyuv. Hold on one second. And therefore Tosfos thought that you should be a bar chiyuva right away, and that's why Tosfos in Makkos has to explain. So why Taka does Gemara say you're not a bar chiyuva? So he says, well, we don't. You know, what's the difference knas and mammon? What's the difference mammon and nefashis? Tosfos and Makkos grapples. What's the difference between Momen and Nefoshes? Momen, you're a Bar Chiyuva right away, and Nefoshes, you're only a Bar Chiyuva. You're not a Bar Chiyuva right away. So Tosfos doesn't say Lomda Shechilukim. You know, Rabbi Kreger says Lomda Shechilukim, but you say the Dover, it's not the same. Momen, you're Chayiv Be'etzim, and Misa, you're not Chayiv Be'etzim. Tosfos didn't hold the way. Tosfos held that it's all Be'etzim. You're Chayiv Momen Be'etzim, and you're Chayiv Misa Be'etzim. Of course, Misa is based not to go jump off a roof. And the same thing, Knas. You Chayiv Knas Alpi Beis Din, not to go pay it on your own. But the Chiyuv is Be'etzim. The minute he was Tavach HaMachar, he became Chayiv Dalad Vei Be'etzim. The same way the minute he smashes the window, he's chayiv keren be'etzim. Of course, keren you could pay on your own. Knas is only mishtalim al yedei Beis Din. But the chiyuv was there all along, so therefore Tosfos has to grapple. So why are you a bar chiyuva right away on Friday when you broke the window and you're not called and you're not a bar chiyuva for nefoshes? So Tosfos has to say chilukim and metzias that by moment you might beat the rap because of nitzrisha v'chakira. By moment it's karv levada, you won't be able to beat the rap. So that's why in terms of edim zaymimim where they're being mafs of you, there's a difference between moment and nefoshes. But in the yesod hadavar, Mammon, Knas, Nefashas, they're all the same. They're all intrinsic chiyuvim. And the only reason, and again, the reason why you don't have to pay Lotz Shdei Shemayim is not because it's not an intrinsic chiyuv. It is an intrinsic chiyuv. But the intrinsic chiyuv is to pay Knas Alpi Beis Din. That's how Rabbi Chonin wants to explain Pshat in Tosfos, why Tosfos didn't say Rabbi Kreger's chiyuv. I don't think Rabbi Chonin is right. We'll see going forward. But you have to know, this is a famous Rabbi Chonin. Yeah. What?
Just on the svar of a Chon, I'm not sure I understand svar why it shouldn't be considered misa's bed. Because the Torah, even if it's not the Dalai Misa's,
right.
We know that misa's bed and the bed can't come down and just think about anything they can. So it's not just that you have to be able to come with the Dalai Misa's.
Yes, I guess if it's not Al Yedei Gemar Din based, then it's not called the misa's based. It was when based that has a Gemar Din. Because there's no Gemar Din. Beis Din is not a Shlich Beis Din until it's a Gemar Din. Once it's a Gemar Din, and he runs away, so, you know, any guy shoots, so, you know, the Eidim can, or B'chalodim, even I think the Gemar says in Eidim, but you're acting on behalf of Beis Din. But if there was no Gemar Din of Beis Din, so then you're not called a Shlich Beis Din.
The Gemar Din is just a beer with the Metzias. He knows the Metzias.
No, maybe it's more than that. But Beis Din needs, you need a Gemar Din of Beis Din in order to be called, but you're acting on behalf of Beis Din. Once Beis Din gave a Gemara Din, they were mitzvah him to be Lahari Gov.
Why is it Gemara from someone who's been over in the Litzvah of Arion?
Right.
And let's say someone's Eved is not, he's not the encouragement of Shifkos, so you can beat him off and send him away, so you're like, Shifkos, and you're not going to call.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but I guess Mises Beis Din, I have to say that's how it is. Again, we're not going to go through Bechon anyway, so I'm not so committed to it. But I don't think it's so far to say that for Mises Beis Din, you have to have a Gemara Din and Beis Din, otherwise you're not called to be acting on behalf of. It's not called you're acting on behalf of Beis Din. It was Kefelech. Rabbi Chanan wants to use this to answer a famous Veltz Kasha on the Rosh. The Rosh says it says like this. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, we're not done dinik notzis bebubble. Because if we dinik notzis, the Beis Din Shilsmuchim, and in Bubble we don't have a Beis Din Shilsmuchim, and then in New York we also don't have a Beis Din Shilsmuchim. So we're not done dinik notzis bezmanazem. However, the Gemara says that he taught us leimav kinemine. That even in Bubble we're not done dinik notzis, so Beis Din won't be done, Beis Din not. But if the person is typhus, what's coming to him in the Gnosis, let's say Chatzinezek or something. So Elohim Afkin Amina. We don't take it away from him. So some Yishanim learn that it's a Takana Derabana. It's not a Din Derais. Because that could be a Din Derais. The Maisa will not Dindan Din Gnosis in Bubble. The Rosh says that it's a Din Derais. That even though you need Beis Nishan Smuchim to be Dan Din Gnosis, he says that's only to be, says the Rosh. But since there's a Gemara that a person can be dan din in the last shape, that means if I know that somebody's chayiv to me money, and I have no other way to collect it, I'm allowed to go and collect it myself. So I have a right here. I have knas that I know is coming to me, and Beis Din can't collect it because we're not to be dan din knosis. We're not dan din knosis, so Beis Din's not gonna help me. So I can go and I can collect the knas on my own. That's what the Rosh says. And then the Rosh adds, of course, afterwards Beis Din comes along and says, you know, what did you do? So you have to produce Edim. So explain why you were typhus it. And if you produce Edim, why you were typhus it, so Beis Din will leave it by you. In other words, it's not the Wild West. No, when you typhus this knas that you say is coming to you, you have to establish that it's really coming to you. So you have to produce Edim. And Beis Din above all will listen to your Edim and say, okay, you were justified in being typhus it, and you can keep it. And if you were typhus too much, they'll take it away from you. But upon him, the tfis is mild. That's what it says in Rosh. And the din that treats in Mayel, it says Beferish, but in the Gemara it says it. But the Rosh says that it's a din derais, it's not a takonas hacham. So everybody asks, if the chi of knas, according to Tosfos Lamed Gimel, the Yerushalmi, the chi of knas is, you're not chayav lotzos haShemayim, that means the chi of knas is created by Beis Din. Here in Bavel, there's no Beis Din to create the chi of knas, so how can you be typhus it? The guy's not going to have chayav. It's not just a technical chisor in a bubble, we don't have a Beis Din Shel Smuchim to collect the knas. You need a Beis Din Shel Smuchim to create the chi of knas. So what are you being typhus? You're being typhus money that is not chayiv to you. So how do we understand the Rosh? So you can say maybe the Rosh is chayiv and typhus and lam and gimel. But the place can bring both. You know, the place can they bring the typhus and lam and gimel, no chi of lotzos haShemayim, and they bring the Rosh. So how do you reconcile these two things? Says Rav Chanan with his yisoid is very good. La'olam the chiyuv knas is an intrinsic chiyuv. It's an intrinsic chiyuv. Rav Craig is not right. It's not a chiyuv that's created by Beis Din. The chiyuv was there all along. Elamai, but even though the chiyuv is there all along, you're not mechuyav lotzos haShemayim. Why? Because knas by definition is not what you pay lotzos haShemayim, what you pay voluntarily. Knas by definition is what's mishtalim al yedei Beis Din. Means it needs the koyach hagviya of Beis Din. Beis Din has to collect the knas. If Beis Din didn't collect the knas, then it's not a knas. Says Rav Chanan, that's what the Rosh means. Since Adam don dina l'nafshei, so when the person is don dina l'nafshei, that's as good as Beis Din. It's like either or. Either to be a knas, either it has to be something that Beis Din collected, Beis Din shesmuchim, or something that the Baal Din collected with Adam don dina l'nafshei. That's what it means. Don dina l'nafshei. That's also called al pi din. That's also a gviya. Now, you have to have a legitimate gviya. What you pay in your own by definition is not a knas. But Beis Din, meaning Beis Din Shel Smuchim, what they collect, that's Tashlum Miknas. Or what the Baal Din collects with Adam Dan Din and Lashay, that's also called Tashlum Miknas. But the Yisoid is, Rav Chanan, with this Yisoid, the Yisoid is that the Chi of Knas really existed intrinsically. That's Adkan, that's the gist of Rav Chanan. Yeah.
All you need is bezin, so therefore, and the dun dinul nashay person to bezin, so that runs into the problem.
By what?
Is a dun dinul nashay shown stronger than a bezin bubble that doesn't have a right to be?
Yeah, we'll have to say that it's stronger. Bezin and bubble has no authority in dinikinosis, but a baldini still is, so he could be dun dinul nashay. He says, as much baldin as any other din. A basin shall smuchim l'gabi din ha'knos is not a basin. So they can't, it's nothing. But a baldin is still a baldin. I want to suggest a different mahalach. I believe that there's really a different mahalach here in the whole thing. Start with a different question. Question of Pshat. If you look closely at Tosfos and Makos Daf Hei, it's really a very glaring problem. Going back to that sugya, the Gemara there says you have three kinds of cases. You have Misa, Nefoshos, you have Knas, and you have Mamon. Again, we're talking about this case in Makos Daf Hei where the guy said Eidus, something happened on Sunday, and the Eidim said Eidus about something that happened on Sunday, and it turns out they were Eidim Zoymimim and Imano Yisim, and it never happened on Sunday, but it happened on Friday. Are they called that they were trying to mechayiv him or not? Was he a bar chiyuv or not? So the Gemara says a chiluk for mamon, the potter. If it was mamon, the issue was mamon. He smashed the window, so the Eidim don't have to pay because even though he didn't, the Eidus of that Sunday was a sheker, but he really did smash the window on Friday, so he was already a bar chiyuv. For knas and the fushus, they are chayiv because he's not. But since there was no hamodah bedin, so when he killed the guy on Friday, but there was not yet hamodah bedin, so he's not a bar chiyuv yet. So when they said Eidus sheker on Sunday that he murdered somebody. They're coming to me, chayiv a guy who was not a bar chiyuva. They were trying to kill him, and they're chayiv nefashos. And the same thing by knas. That's the Gemara. And so, what's the difference, mamon on the one hand, and knas and nefashos on the other? So, Rabbi Kager has his theory. We already saw. Tosfos says that what's the difference? So, Tosfos by nefashos, you need to be shuv hakira. So, there's a very big chance that he'll, as I said before, he'll beat the rap. He'll never actually get killed. So, even though he really murdered somebody on Friday, but there's a good chance till actually based in. You know, Paskins, the din, there's a very good chance he's going to get off the hook. So he's not called the Varchiyuva. By Mammon, there's no Dush of Chakira. So Karav Levadai, that he would actually have to pay, and therefore, Karav Levadai is going to actually have to pay, and therefore he's a Varchiyuva already from prior. What's very glaring is, what does Tosfos not address at all? Knas. Where did Knas go? Tosfos discusses the difference between Mammon on the one and the Nefoshos on the other. Why doesn't Tosfos talk about Knas? That needs to be explained. Knas also does not need Rishu Chakir. So what's the difference? Knas should be like Mammon. He should be called the Bar Chiyuv ready from Friday. That was not even Tosfos' radar screen. Tosfos discusses Nefoshos. He brings Rashi by Moedu Mifter. Tosfos is not true. By Nefoshos there is no Dinavi by Moedu Mifter. And therefore Tosfos knows there's a different chiluk between Nefoshos and Mammon. But what about Knas? What? Oh, so the Pasha to answer. I think somebody in the back says, I don't remember it now. One of the first in the back, I don't remember who. Maram. Says that it's still the Moedu Mifter. When it comes to Knas, Rashi is right. Rashi said all along that the difference is still the Moedu Mifter, but Rashi tried to say it even by Nefoshes. And Tosfos shot down. He says, by Nefoshes, no din that you can be Moedu, that Moedu Knas is Potter. So by Nefoshes, Tosfos rejects Rashi. But when it comes to Knas, Rashi's taka right. By Knas, the Ptum is still the Moedu Mifter. By Knas, you're not a Bar Chiyuva, because still the Moedu Mifter. Meaning, since there's a possibility always, he might come to base and be Maida, and once he'll be Maida, so that's going to shut the door. Maida b'knas creates a p'tur, even if I didn't come afterwards, it's too late, you already Maida. So there's always the possibility here that Dilma Maida Mifter. Kol Zman, there's a possibility, Dilma Maida Mifter, you're not a Bar Chiyuva. That's how the Rambam explains Chorei Kosh Pshat in Tosfos. And Tosfos is silence. Tosfos didn't have to address Knas, because that already Rashi addressed. The problem is that Tosfos and Ayin Dalad. In Baba Kama and Dal, by that other sugya, very similar sugya, Tosfos over there is Beferish Cholek and Rashi. Because there also have a similar Gemara about, by Tefillah Mechir, I think it's talking about over there. And there also the Gemara says, Inad Abach Yom until you are Amad Bedin. And Rashi says, because Dilma Moedim Mifter. And Tosfos over there says, Beferish, that's not the Pshat. So Tosfos says, why is that not the Pshat? Because if that would be the Pshat, that means it's only going to be true according to Rav and not according to Shmuel. And Tosfos doesn't think that that's right. He says, you don't have to come out that. And he says, you don't need Rashi. Rashi Dilma Moedu Mifter. That means you're committing yourself that it's only according that the whole sugya is Aliba Derav. And Tosfos says, no, it's not true. Even according to Shmuel, by Knas Yinara Bar Chiyuva, Tullah Hamodah B'din. Why not? So Tosfos there in Ayin Dalet is very sosum. He doesn't say he refers you to Tosfos and Baba Kama Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So you have to bounce around a lot. So you take a look at Tosfos and Baba Kama Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and Tosfos over there says that by Knas not a bar chiyuva to lahamod the bedin. Says Tosfos because you're not a bar chiyuva. Again, in the context of Edom Zayim and Zayim, you're not a bar chiyuva until it's nisgala be'edim. Apparently, Hamod Avedim means Nisgala Be'edim. Edim came in with a mayor. Until it was Nisgala Be'edim, you're not a Bar Chiyuva. Nothing to do with Dilma Moed Nulift. So, Adoram Stumim. What does this mean, Bechal? Why does it have to be Nisgala Be'edim? In order for it to be a Bar Chiyuva, it has to be Nisgala Be'edim. Maybe you say, because maybe Edim won't come. I mean, there's Galab Edom, you know, like places like by Nefoshes, you know, maybe it'll be Dush of Chakira. So here, maybe Edom won't come. So Mammon should be the same thing. But we need to be Mechalef in Knas and Mammon. Hazan Udonim, that there's a difference in Knas and Mammon. That by Mammon, you're a Bar Chiyuva right away, and by Knas, you're not a Bar Chiyuva to Lahamod Abedin. So Tais says in Lamed Gimel that Hamod Abedin means Edom, Nizgala Be'edim, and he says, the Pshat is, you're not called the Bar Chiyuva. He doesn't use these words, but that's what he said. You're not a Bar Chiyuva. The Indian that the Edom Zoyimim are not chayef for. You're not a Bar Chiyuva until it was Nisgala Be'edim. What does that give me in Nisgala Be'edim? And what is it? And whatever it gives me, why doesn't it give me the same thing by Mammon? By Mammon, I'm a Bar Chiyuva right away. Like Knas, this new word. In order for me to be chayef Knas, it has to be Nisgala Be'edim. I think this is the, you know. Look to Humpback Robin. This is the you have to fight. It's like buried in Tyson Lam Gimel over there with the camera. But I think this Tyson is the key. What's Tyson saying? I think it means this. Let's take a look again at Tyson and Ksuvas Lam Gimel over there. That's that Tyson with which we began about Lotus of Shemai. What does it say there in Tyson? The bottom Tyson. The context is not important for us right now. Afagav the hocha, feel lots of the shemayim mei nechayim. The nafkiv a moment with domer rova vaseiches apoyelim that esten osu tera tulu bol ima. That means that yechayim lots of the shemayim. The mechayim lots of the shemayim. Aknas le mechayim el al pi beistin. Kide aminon asher yashin elohim prat le mashiyas atzme. What if I see in this possible? We have a drasha. This is the drasha of the moed of Aknas. First of all, it's not Neman, and he's pointing to Rabbi's potter, even if Beidim come after him. We learn that from this pasuk, Asher Yashin Elohim, Heloshi Yashias Atzma. So it says in this pasuk that if Heloshi Yashias Atzma, so he's not Chayiv, you need Asher Yashin Elohim. And not only is he not Chayiv, but according to Rabbi, he gets a permanent Ptur. And Shmuel says, no, you don't get a permanent Ptur, but you're not Chayiv up either. What does that do with Lotz Shemayim? What did Taisus see in this drasha? Taisus wants to say, look, Rabbi Kveger understood this Taisus. Where Rabbi Kveger understood Taisus? Taisus saying he said that based in creates the Chiyuv Knas. What does that do with the drasha of Asher Yashinu Him Lashir Yashias Atzma? That's a locha. That Ados Baldin is not Nemun for Knas. It's a drasha according to Rav that Ados Baldin creates a Ptur from Knas. What does it have to do with Rabbi Kveger's Rabbi Kveger's reading of Taisus is that it says in this Taisus that based in creates the Chiyuv Knas. Yeah, so Yechalani Leimer, but according to Rabbi Kveger, maybe we'll say Taisus means like B'derech Gilimus, if the Chiyuv Knas would be intrinsic, then it wouldn't make sense that later on you could get a Ptur. You know, if the Chiyuv was there all along, based on us and create the Chiyuv, then it wouldn't really make sense to say that later on when you come in your Maida, we don't believe that there become Potter. You know, you already had the Chiyuv, how do you become Potter? It's a Raya that, no, based on creates the Chiyuv, and when you're Maida, they don't create the Chiyuv. Maybe we could read Taisus like that. A little bit, I think it's a little bit dochuk. But al derech zeh, I could still hear, you know, and Rabbi Kveger, maybe, I guess that's how Rabbi Kveger read Taisus. I mean, Rabbi Kveger knew how to read the Taisus. I guess I suppose that's how he read this Taisus. Or maybe like this, you know, maybe, you could say maybe two flavors. We could say, if there would be an intrinsic chiyuv, it wouldn't make sense that the Dos Baldin is not Nemo. Dos Baldin is the biggest Nemonos in the world. It must be that Beis Din creates the chiyuv and they don't listen to a Dos Baldin. So maybe. Or maybe a little different. He's going in Rav that it's a Ptur. How could you have a Ptur? If the Chiyuv is intrinsic, how could Ados Baldin create a Ptur? If the Chiyuv waits for Beis Din, so Beis Din, once this Ados Baldin, won't create a Chiyuv. Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure exactly how to pieces together according to Rabbi Kveg. But I think it has to be al derech hazeh, some kind of raya that based in creates the chiyuv. According to Rabbi Chanan's reading of Tosis, the Tosis is saying that if there's an intrinsic chiyuv, but the chiyuv, it's only knas when it's nigval yidei based in. That's how Rabbi Chanan read this Tosis. You know, the Esther says there's an intrinsic chiyuv knas, like there's an intrinsic chiyuv miso, but it's not called misas based in if it's not al yidei based in. It's not called knas if it's not nigval yidei based in. So what does that do with the drasha of Asher Yishinu Lim v'Lesh Yishiyas Atzma? That I for sure don't understand. According to the Chanan, what does this drasha have to do with anything? But I think the Poshup Shatan in Tosis. What does it mean, Asher Yishinu Lim v'Lesh Yishiyas Atzma? The word Yashin, what does that mean? Does that mean the Gemar Din? When based in is, you know, is the Gemar Din, that's what, you know, Yishiyas Arosho. I don't think so. How's that Mamayra Doz Baldin? Even if there's a Doz Baldin, but Basedin makes the Gemar Din, it's still called a Yashir. If Asher Yashir, he means Basedin has to be Gomer the Din. How's that Mamayra Doz Baldin? He comes to Basedin, he's Maidah, and Basedin is Mashir, and Basedin makes the Gemar Din. The grammar here of the Drosha is that Yashir Elohim does not mean Gemar Din. Yashir Elohim means to discover that he's a Rosha. Asher Yashin Elohim V'Leishe Yashiyas Atzmi means Basedin has to discover that he's a Rosha through Edom. V'Leishe Yashiyas Atzmi, not that he should tell Basedin that he's a Rosha. That's the grammar of the Drosha. Asher Yashin Elohim V'Leishe Yashiyas Atzmi. That the Torah said that in order to be Chayek Nas, Basedin has to discover that he's a Rosha. He can't tell Basedin that he's a Rosha. How does Basedin discover that he's a Rosha? They don't hire a detective. They have Aiden. That's called Yashin Elohim. I mean, that's Poshup Shatan in the Drosha. That's not a typical Torah. That's Poshup Shatan in the Drosha. Tosis now is reading into this Drosha, Asher Yashin Elohim V'Leish Yashiyas Atzmai, that it's the Yashin Elohim that creates the Chiyuv Knas. That he doesn't become Chayiv Knas until it's Yashin Elohim, which means, again, not the Gemar Din. What does that do with V'Leish Yashiyas Atzmai? Asher Yashin Elohim means that Basedin discovers that he's a Rosha. Basedin has to discover he's a Rosha, V'Leish Yashiyas Atzmai. And it says in this Tosfos that therefore until that happens, there is no Chiyuv. I think it says in this Tosfos a new Havana in the Din of... In Moed B'Knas, there's two concepts. There's one concept that only Rav has and not Shmuel, which is that when you're Moed B'Knas, you get a Ptur, and even if Edom come later, you're not Chai. Let's not talk about that. But then there's another concept that both Rav and Shmuel agree to, which is that we're not Mechayiv a person up here does Baldin. It's Tosfos in the first Siman talks about this, Barichos, that there's two Dinim in Edos Baldin. There's one Din which is controversial between Rav and Shmuel, that Moed B'Knas is a Ptur. You might have a knas, then you become potter forever. And that's only based on shul smuchim. And then there's another din that we don't. If a person is moed b'knas, even according to Shmuel, Shmuel doesn't agree to that first din. He says moed b'knas v'achak v'aydim iskayim. But then there's another din that both Rav and Shmuel agree to. That's the pashut chat in the drasha. Asher yashin olim v'lo yashin yashias atzmoi, that we're not mechayev a person al pihei da'osan. So what's pshat? Why not? It's not a ptur. According to Shmuel, it's not a ptur. So why aren't we mechayev him al pihei da'osan? So the tzoy says. The pshat is because there's another halach here besides the ptur of Aydos Baldin. There's another halach here that Aydos Baldin has no nemonos for knas. So if the person comes along and says, you know, I was talach mochar, besides the nemoid of knas ve'achak kapoledim, which is machlekes Rav and Shmuel, there's another halacha that even according to Shmuel, we just don't believe in. Because legabe talach mochar, legabe chiyuve knas, Aydos Baldin is not nemon. I think the pshat is tosing, no, that's not the pshat. The reason why, if a person comes along and he says Tavachti Macharti, the reason why we're not Machayiv and Dalai Behei, even according to Shmuel, there's no Ptur, it's not because we don't believe him. It's because the Tchiyuv, there is no Tchiyuv. Because the Tchiyuv Knas is created by Asher Yashin Elohim and not by Asher Yashiyas Atzmai. Until Edom are made that he's a Rosha, and Basedin discovers that he's a Rosha, Asher Yashin Elohim, through Edom it's discovered that he's a Rosha, then there is no Tchiyuv Knas. So if a guy comes and says Tavachti Macharti, it's not that we don't believe him. We could believe him. But that's called it's not called Asher Yashin Elohim. Basedin didn't discover that he's a Rosha. He told us that he's a Rosha. That does not create a Chiyuv Knas. The Chiyuv Knas is created by Asher Yashin Elohim. I think that's Poshup Shat in this place here in Lam Gimel. So Mimela, comes out to a tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Kreger, in a sense, is right that Beis Din creates the chiyuv knas. But Beis Din creates the chiyuv knas. Listen, and this is my point, the main point here. Beis Din creates the chiyuv knas at what juncture? When does Beis Din create the chiyuv? Or when does the chiyuv? Maybe it's not even right to say Beis Din creates the chiyuv knas. But chiyuv knas is created. But when is the chiyuv knas created? Not by the Gemar Din, but rather, at what moment does the chiyuv knas happen? At the moment of Asher Yashin Elohim, which is when? Had Eidus. That's the pshat and tosis in Baba Kama Lama Gimel. The tosis in Baba Kama Lama Gimel says, by knas he's not a bar chiyuva, actually he's gala be'edim. What's this, he's gala be'edim? What is that? What's even in a moment? A moment you chay your bar chiyuva right away. So what's this new din? By knas not a bar chiyuva, actually he's gala be'edim. Hey, Madvarim. The chiyuv of knas happens when it's nisgalah, not by the Gemar Din, but the chiyuv of knas happens by at the moment of a Asher Yashir Elohim. What's the moment of Asher Yashir Elohim? The moment that it's nisgalah be'edim. The when it's nisgalah be'edim, that's when the chiyuv of knas becomes created. Give me more makas. In Baba Kama, in Dala, the lashon is Omad Bedin, and places in Lamed Gimel in Baba Kama says Befeir. So Omad Bedin means how much means eight. What's that?
Right before the two dots in the last case.
No, that's a different Gemara. That's a different case.
That's when the 80 are no longer higher.
That's when they're coming to Beis Din and they're being made that there was a Gemar Din. Oh, hold on. Yeah, I know. So. Yeah, I don't know. The Chavi could have just said that they came along, Aiden came along and said, Bechad, what did it say? Bechad b'Shabbos, somebody was, the Gemara says, Aiden came along and said, Bechad b'Shabbos nigmadina shilplani. And other came along and said, no, betray b'Shabbos nigmadina shilplani. So the Chavi, they don't have to come along and say nigmadina shilplani. He could have said, Be'echad b'Shabbos, niskabel edus, that is chayav knas. Not long come, Aiden would come along and say, no, betray b'Shabbos, it was niskabel edus, that is chayav knas. Why does Gemara say Nigma Dile?
If there's another base that's
a maybe it was like far away, that other base, you know. They came along, the guy's here, and the base come along and say, you know, in Los Angeles was Nigma Dile. So the base here will put him to death based on that. I mean, that we have Gemara.
What if there's Gemara Dile, but they're in the middle of the case, and they're in Scala Elis, why did they get involved? That's why they didn't say.
Oh, so I don't know how that works. I think that's not true. If Adam said that Elis was in Scala and based in, I think we would accept it. I think that's Gemara's. I hear it's horror why it says Nigma Dinah not. But what should I do? Tyson Bob Kamas is the Fairish. That is totally in that, and they're also more talks about Omad Bedin. The same is Soy, the Khar, it's the same concept. of that is a Gemara. He becomes a Bar Chiyuva. Tosis in Baba Kama Daf Lama Gimel is talking about the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Dalet. He's not talking about the Gemara in Makas Daf Hey. But it's the same Gemara. It's the same idea that the person becomes a Lagabi. This Smam is the same kind of case. Is he a Bar Chiyuva? He's not a Bar Chiyuva. The Edom Zoyim are trying to mechayev a person who's already a Bar Chiyuva. That it's Mamish parallel cases. And Tosis Baba Kama Lama Gimel is not my Chiyuva. Tosis is fair. That is totally in this Galadova Beit. It's totally in his Galadova Beit. By nefashis grada, you need the medina, because by nefashis tais is a difference for. You know, there might be a reason. You know what, Addy? Hold on a second. Maybe there's a reason why. Because it's talking about nefashis. There also for nefashis, you do need the medina. But one thing at a time. So where are we holding? So we have now. I think the tais in Baba Kama Lama Gimel that says that you become a bar chiyuva when it nisgala hadava ba'edim. I think that's the pasuk of pshat. That's based on the tais in Ksuvas Lama Gimel. That the chi of knas happens, not chayiv losu de shemayim. So Tais says why? Because you need asher yashinil him v'loshe yashias asmi. That does not mean gemar din. That means niskal adova be'edim. So you don't have till it's niskal adova be'edim. You don't have to pay losu de shemayim because the niskal adova be'edim creates the chiyuv. Male intellect point you're not a bar chiyuva. Says Tais in Ksuvas Lama Gimel. That's why ad she'omad bedin, meaning niskal adova be'edim, you're not a bar chiyuva. So if on Sunday he was tovach u'mocha, but it wasn't niskal adova be'edim. And then Edom, on Friday rather, he was Tovach HaMocha, and it wasn't Niskala Dova Be'edim. And then Edom came along on Sunday, and they say that he was Tovach HaMocha. He's not a Bar Chiyuva. So that's why Tosis and Makis do not have to address Knas. Because Knas is Taka Chayev only when it's Niskala Dova Be'edim. Rashi said, Iboy Moedu Mifter, that's a Rav, not a Shmuel. Tosis says, you don't have to come on to that. Tosis and Baba Kama says, you don't need to come on to that. You don't have to... Point, it's really not so far away from Rashi. Rashi says that there's no chiyuv knas because it's a possibility by Moedu Mifter. But then you're nailing your flag to Rav, and it's against Shmuel. And Tosfos Baba Kama Ayin Dalet says you don't have to come on to that. Even according to Rav and Shmuel, only argue about whether Hidor creates, whether by Moedu Mifter creates a Ptur. But even Shmuel, who doesn't agree to the Ptur, agrees that in order to have the chiyuv, you need Galah Dover Be'edim. Kozman is not Niskala Dover Be'edim, there is no chiyuv. The chiyuv is created by Niskala Dover Be'edim. So maybe when it comes to knas, until you have the niskala dova beidim, you don't have any, you have no, there is no chiyuv. So by knas, of course, you're not a bar chiyuva. So maybe Tosfos Makis Daf Hey didn't have to address knas because that was poshutim. He only has to. What Tosfos does have to address is what about mammon and nefashos? Mammon and nefashos, they're not in this miut of asher yeshir. That's Tosfos Shita that asher yeshir and vloshe yeshir satsmi is not addressing nefashos. Tosfos says no dinam made of a knas by nefashos. So by nefoshes is an intrinsic chiyuv, the same as mammon. So why by nefoshes are you not a bar chiyuv until lahamad levedin? That's what Tosfos Makis is bothered by. Now it's knas by Tosfos with poshut. Knas is fine. First of all, Rashi says yibayim oidem mifter, and Tosfos Nayin Dalet adds. It's not in Makis Daf Hey doesn't get into it. Tosfos Nayin Dalet adds. You don't really have to come out to yibayim oidem mifter. That's Rav and not Shmuel. Even according to Shmuel, it's the nisgala adova be'edim. Haidos baldin is not. It does not create a chiyuv. You need nisgala adova be'edim. So maybe you're not a bar chiyuva till Amad Abedin. But Tosfos Makis and Daf Hey is still bothered. But what's the difference Mammon and Nefashos? Mammon and Nefashos are both intrinsic chiyuvim. Because Tosfos also Nefashos is an intrinsic chiyuv. He doesn't have to jump off the roof. So Rabbi Chanan is right. He doesn't have to jump off the roof because that's not Mises Beistin. But Mammon and Nefashos are both intrinsic chiyuvim. They don't have to wait for his Galadov Abedin. If a person is Chayiv Nefashos Be'etzim, even if it's not his Galadov Abedin. The same as Mammon. So that already bothered Tosfos. Why by Nefashos you're not a bar chiyuva till Amad Abedin? So it's Tosfos for a different reason, because since it needs Brisha v'Chakira, so it's not Vaday Hadover that there's ever going to be a Gemar Din. So there, you're not called the Bar Chiyuv until it's actually Nigmar Dinoi, and that's maybe why the Gemara in Makos talks about Nigmar Dinoi, because for Nefoshos you need Nigmar Dinoi. For Knas, you don't need. Maybe we never does either. Yeah, but since it's talking about both cases, Nefoshos and Knas, so and for Knas you need Mamish Nigmar Dinoi. So it says the same kind of case for both. Okay. So now let's. What about the rush that it helps tefisa by knas? Does this help us with that rush? The rush is that it helps tefisa by knas. Midiraisa, because all the dinus dinu l'nashe. So everybody asks, how can it help tefisa? Basin creates the chiyuv. Taisa Lama Gimel says no chiyuv lotzus de shemay. Basin creates the chiyuv. So the way I'm saying now, I think it's a little bit better, because even though it helps tefisa by knas, but only if you bring edim. The rush over there says you could be tefis, but you have to bring edim. Because if you don't bring Edom, we don't believe you. I mean, of course you have to bring Edom anyway. You have to bring Edom because we don't trust, we don't believe you. Guy's Teufis said the guy was mazik me, you know, Chatzin Ezek Knas, I'm Teufis. How do we know even you're telling the truth? So the Rosh says you have to afterwards bring Edom. So once you bring Eidim, the Chiyuv really happens. You don't need Beis Din to create the Chiyuv. The Eidim create the Chiyuv. Are you typhus before the Eidim come? What? Yeah, so maybe we'll have to say that even Beis Din Bavel can be Mekabel Eidim. They can't be going with the Din, because they're not smukhlim. But the Kabbalah say to see if you based apparently got. Anyway, you have to say we're Makabal Aidus Lagabi that we let him keep it. So that's called the Kabbalah say. So maybe that's enough to make. Oh, that's a chiddush, because if Nizgal Adabah creates the Chiyuv Knas, so we're saying that even Kabbalah say this in a based in the bubble creates a Chiyuv Knas. Okay, that's taka not so poshut. But Lama Zogin. Right, you're right that this is a chiddush here, because here it's a Kabbalah say this that has to create a Chiyuv Knas. Maybe Kabbalah say this in based in bubble can't do that. We'll have to say that even Kabbalah Tzedis and based in Bavel could create it. We'll see, at least tentatively. We'll see later on. The Rosh might have a different sheet. But in Taisus, I think this is very compelling. You put the two Taisus in together, Taisus and Ksuvus Daf Lamed Gimel, and Taisus and Baba Kama Daf Lamed Gimel. Taisus and Ksuvus Lamed Gimel says, there's no Chiv Losser Shemayim because of the Pasuk of Asher Yashin Elohim B'lei Sheyashiyas Atzmoy. With Taisus and Baba Kama Daf Lamed Gimel, that there's you're not called the Bar Chiyuva until it's Nisgala Hadova Be'edim. I think the two Taisus in Shed light on each other, that's the Shittas of Tosfos. What creates the Chiyuv Knas is not based in Zgemar Din. But on the other hand, it's not an intrinsic Chiyuv that happens immediately either. You know, it happened already on Friday. No, it's the Chiyuv Knas has to be created. But what creates it is the Nizgal Adov Abedin. One last nekuda. There's really a lot more. There's more to say, but I think it's a lot for today's stuff. I want to add one nekuda, and this will be the transition to tomorrow. What I want to talk about. The Mishnah says, "And that mem, what was that mem? Mem beis." That lehispik av lamed bedin at shemeis knosel la'atzma. But if there was amida bedin while the father was alive, and then the father died after the Amad Abedin, so then the knas goes to the Yosheav. But if there was Lehispik Av Lamed Bedin, if there was no Amad Abedin until the father died, so then Knosel Atzma. So what does Amad Abedin over there mean? So the Chor, Bashkofer Rishayna, would be tempting to say that it means Nisgal Adav Abedin. That's what creates the Chiyuv Knas. It was the way we. That's the pshat in this Mishnah. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. That till Hamad within the Chiyuv Knas, then it wasn't created. So if the Chiyuv Knas wasn't created, if the Chiyuv Knas was not yet created, and the father dies, then the Knas goes to her. But if the Chiyuv Knas was already created before the father died, then the Yoshim get the Knas. And since we've seen now Shita Sotosis, is that the Chiyuv Knas is created by Nizgala Dov Abedin, and that's what Omad Bedin means, for example, in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Dalet. So that could be the meaning of Omad Bedin. So maybe that's the meaning of Amad Bedin here in the Mishnah as well. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Lehispika av lamad bedin means was lo niskala dov abedin. So then the knas goes to the Yoshim, goes to her. But if lehispika av lamad bedin, but if the father already had amida bedin, meaning there was niskala dov abedin, the chiyuv knas was created. So memelo, now the father was loich in the knas goes to the children. I think that's not right. Because there's another thing that happens by the Hamad Abedin that we need for this Mishnah. And that is that in order for the father to merge the Knas Labonot, it has to turn into Mammon. Because the Gemara says, Eilu Lemoyish Knas Labanov. There's a dip. A Chiyuv Knas is different than a Chiyuv Mammon. A Chiyuv Knas is primarily a Chiyuv, an obligation on the person who's paying the Knas. The receiver of the Knas has a schus to be teveyed, but it's not his money. It's not Mammoni Gabach. Chiyuv Mammon is Pashim Mammoni Gabach. My money is sitting by you, because it's like an IOU. For the father to be Moyish Labanov, it has to be Mammon, not Knas. By Hamad Abedin, there's a new thing that happens by Hamad Abedin, meaning by Gmardin. And that is that every chiyuv knas by a mother b'din turns into chiyuv mamon. L'mashal, for example, if I come to Basin and I say, I might be, you know, I was talach u'machar, some part, the might be knas part. If I come to Basin and I say, anything were made on me that I was talach u'machar, mosa part, because at the end of the day, I might be knas. But if I come to Basin and I say, I might be, that Basin was goymer dini that I'm chayav dalad vehei, so then I'm chayav. That's not called moedah b'knas, that's moedah b'mamon. Because once Basin is going with the din, that says in the Gemara in Baba Kama, there in Ayin Dial, one of the things it says over there, it says it elsewhere as well. That by the Gemara din, chayav atalitaloi, the knas turns into mamon. It was up till the psak Basin, so the chayav comes without the Torah considering. So that's a chayav knas. The minute Basin paskins chayav atalitaloi, then it's fait accompli. So now the chayav knas kicked in. And now it's just. Right away, he has to pay based on passing the essay. If he didn't pay yet, so it's just money sitting. It's just an IOU. It's like a debt. The chiyuv knas turns into a debt when based on his goyim in the din. So here you need omad b'din in the Mishnah of the hispik av. You need there omad b'din for another reason. Oh, it's what I forget. Omad b'din does two things. First of all, omad b'din creates the chiyuv knas. That's what we saw in Tais Lamed Gimel. There's no chiyuv losses of Shemai. You need Amida Bidin to create the Chiyuv Knas. Because Asher Yashinul Him Lo Yashir Siyas Atzmai. But that's totally Nisgalad Lov of Eidim. I don't have to have a Gemar Din. But then there's another role that Gemar Din plays, like Knas, and that is that Gemar Din turns the Knas into Mammon that the father should be able to merge it to his children. And for that, it's not enough to have Nisgalad Lov of Eidim. For that, Avadi, you have to have a Gemar Din. And therefore, there's no question that when the Mishnah over here says, Hispik Av Lamed Bidin, Hispik Lamed Bidin, Vimeis, and then the Knas goes to his Yoshim, that's not enough that there was a nigma that was in Skala Dov Abedim. That'll create a Chiyuv Knas. But they didn't merge Khanus Knas Labonov. To be merged to Knas Labonov, you have to have a Chiyuv Mammon. And the Chiyuv Knas only converts into a Chiyuv Mammon when you have a Gemar Din. So that's very important, I think, going forward, that whenever we talk about, you know, Amod Abedin, my Knas, there's a double role that it's playing. Now, Amod Abedin, by Knas, first of all, we have this notion, Rabbi Kerber, that Rabbi Krager introduced us to, that Basin creates the Chiyuv Knas. Until the Amod Abedin, there is no Chiyuv Knas, and that's what it says in the Gemara about Bar Chiyuva, Gemara Baba Kama, the Gemara Makas Daf Hei, that it's not a Bar Chiyuva until it was Amod Abedin. But that we're learning now in Tosfos, that's not totally in Gemardin, that's totally in the Skala Adom Abedin. But then, Amod Abedin by Knas, there's another Amod Abedin by Knas, which is the Gemardin Mamish, that it has the effect of turning the Knas into a Chiyuv Mammon, you should be able to merge the Labanov. And that's about it totally in the regular Gemardin and not in the Skala Adom Abedin. So, for example, something to think about. When the Yushami says that you can't be Meichel Knas till Amod Abedin, which Amod Abedin is Yushami talking about? Is it talking about the Amod Abedin of Nisgal Adov Abedin that creates the Chiyuv? Well, till then there is no Chiyuv Knas, so what are you going to be Meichel? Or is it talking about the Amod Abedin of Gemardin, because maybe you can only be Meichel Chiyuv Mammon, you can't be Meichel Chiyuv Knas? So I'm a subject taka, what's Pshat in that Yushami? Maybe in the Gea going forward. Now we have now a richer narrative of what's going on in Amod Abedin. There's two dinim in Amod Abedin. There's the Amod Abedin of Nisgal Adov Abedin. That's what creates the Chiyuv Knas. Before that, you're not even Chayiv Lotzis Veshamayim. There is no Chiyuv. That's enough. That, according to Tosfos at least, is enough to have Nisgal Adov Abedin. And then there's another thing that happens. There's another Amod Abedin by Knas. The Nigmar Dinoi Chayiv Atalitaloi that turns the Chiyuv Knas into a Chiyuv Mammon that you could be able to emerge in Lebanon. Yushami says, it's Machakis Bavli Yushami, it's going to Tosis, but Yushami says you can't be Meichel Knas till Amod Abedin. You can't be Meichel something that's not in Yerushus. That's the lesson of Yushami. What does Yushami mean? Now at the Yesh Lodom Adol, maybe the Yushami means you can't be Meichel Knas till with Nisgal Adol Abedin. Because if there's no Chiyuv, the Chiyuv Knas is not in existence, how are you going to be Meichel it? But once it's Nisgal Adol Abedin, and now there's a Chiyuv Knas, that you're being Tevea, so maybe you can be Meichel the Tevea of the Knas. Or maybe Pshat and Yushami is, no, you can't be Meichel a Tfi of Knas, you can only be Meichel Mammonis. And therefore you can't be Meichel Knas till you have the Gemar Din and the Knas turns into a Chayv Mammon, and a Chayv Mammon you can be Meichel, but maybe a Chi of Knas that's not yet been converted into a Chayv Mammon, maybe you can't be Meichel. Because maybe Mechila by definition is only in Mammon, it's not in Knas. So I'm a Supik, what's the Pshat in that Yerushami? Another thing I want to talk about tomorrow is we saw in Tosfos. Tosfos says, and Tosfos brings from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi discusses by Baal Bitoy. So Yerushalmi asks, Taisi asked it in a more complicated way. The Shami just asked it in a pashut way. By bal bita, the Gemara, the Mishnah says bal bita, you potter as kimeli the rabbin. But if not for kimeli the rabbin, you'd be chayef. You'd be chayef nas. So Yishami said, what do you mean chayef nas? Well, who's he going to pay? Himself? Because the knas is love you. The father's alive. By definition, bal bita, the father's alive. So if the father's alive, has there a chayef? So what kind of chayef knas could there be by bal bita? So what did Yishami answer? Well, he's the father died afterwards. The father was bal bita, and then he died. So the chiyuv knas now would go to the daughter. Would it go to the daughter? Like his speaker, Avlamed b'din ad shemeis, and the chiyuv knas would go to the daughter. But it's kimeli drabinim. The estate of the av. Yes, if the father died after the amad b'din, so what is going to help? So the yoshim chayt themselves. What did he get? But it has to be, the case has to be that the father died before the Hamad Abedin. If the father died after the Hamad Abedin, so who's paying the knas? The father's estate, the Yoshim. Who's getting the knas? The father's estate, the Yoshim. So vayfer, so what, you're just paying yourself, so it doesn't mean anything. So the case has to be, Shami says the case is the father was Baal Bitay, and there was a Chiyuv knas, and then, Lehispek Av Lamed Bedin Ad Shemes, then by the Hamad Abedin, the father's already dead. And the Chiyuv Knas now goes from the estate of the father to the daughter. That's Yishami's answer, Nubi Kitzer. That this concept of Lehisbek Av Lama B'din HaShemes U'meis Knosu La'atzma applies even to a case of Baal Bita. That's the Yishami. So the Tosfos HaRosh Lamed Vav Amud Beis says, this you should see inside, Tosfos Lamed Vav Amud Beis says he doesn't understand the Yishami. It says the din of that you need amad b'din and lehispek av lamad b'din, you know, that lehispek av lamad b'din, and then if the father died before the amad b'din and the class goes to the daughter, he said that's where you need amad b'din. You know, the somebody else was ma'anis a girl and the money is supposed to go to the father, so you have to have amad b'din to get the money from the anus to the father. So you need amad b'din. So if there was no amad b'din yet and then he died, so the class reverts to the daughter. But in the case where the father was ma'anis his own daughter. So who's the chai? Who's chai of the knas? The father. Who's getting the knas? The father. So that's it. So already it's baliyodet. So what do you need hamad ladin? The hamad ladin happened already. Hamad ladin is just a way to get the knas from point A to point B. The knas already went from point A to point B. You already have hamad ladin. So Taisra says you don't need it. So there's no point in having the hamad ladin. Siv Taisra says it's automatically Amad Bedin. By Baal Bitoy, the Amad Bedin is at the moment of the Oedis itself. The minute there's a Chiyuv Knas and that he has to pay, and that he already paid because it's already in his pocket, so that's it, it's Amad Bedin. So it's by definition, it's Amad Bedin. So what's trapped in the Yishami? So Taisra argues on the Yishami. And he says he doesn't think that case is really true. And what about the Mishnah Baal Bitoy? He has another Eisa for the Mishnah Baal Bitoy. But he's chaylok on Yishami, which is a pella atzum that the Tais Rosh could be chaylok on Yishami. I thought that's against the rules. Maybe we'll try to say that also. But Akapani is chaylok on Yishami. So what's the nekud over here? The Yishami does have it. So that I want to talk about tomorrow. But think about it in the light of what we've been talking about. That at least we saw in Shitas HaTaisus that Amad Abedin has two functions that Amad Abedin. There's the function of Amad Abedin. You need the skala dov of Adam to create the chiyuv knas. And then there's the function of Hamad Abedin, that Hamad Abedin converts the Chiyuv Knas into a Chiyuv Mamon. Which Hamad Abedin is the Tais Rosh addressing, and does that have any bearing on this? Okay, so we'll be tomorrow.